Someday the world I used to know, will come along and bid me go.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. You are welcome to email me right now if you'd like at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sweetie, .com. Or you can tweet me at Bruce Sallan. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and our Men's Room segment is sponsored each week by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npeer.com. Today's topic, which I did not get to cover in much detail in segment one, is based on my column, Life, Wait a Minute, and It Will Change. The basic point of view, particularly as a parent, is that nothing stays the same. There are all sorts of cultural cliches about this. In Canada, they talk about the weather and they basically say, wait a minute, and it will change. In almost every culture, there's a saying something like, this too shall pass. And that refers to the good and the bad. And in my column and part of the thrust of today's topic, it's really about when we have teenagers, we think it's never going to end. And the insanity of the teen years to some of us and some parents is really difficult. But this too shall pass. And so the job of a parent in my mind of a teen is much different than any other time that you parent. The main job, frankly, and I mean this and I'm not joking, is to keep them alive. They're not going to listen to you much. They're not going to pay attention much. And Wayne may disagree with me as soon as he comes on, which is in a moment. But your job is to keep them alive. And they, however, do not realize that the good and bad in their life is going to change. So they have a problem with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or they're not getting something that they want. They are just devastated, even though it can change tomorrow, next week, next month. So that's something I'm trying to teach my boys. Anyway, time for Wayne. He is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back.
Good morning, Bruce. You know, in order to be able to teach our children that this too shall pass, we have to believe it. You know, if we haven't progressed, if we haven't learned that lesson ourselves, which I've found to be a lesson often not learned by the men I deal with, it's difficult to give that to your children. You know, we say oftentimes, you can't take a man where you're not willing to go yourself. Same thing goes for the kids. It's very difficult to instill that sort of confidence and knowingness with your kids if you don't come from that place, if you don't believe it yourself, because kids can see right through that.
Isn't that the truth? And it's not so easy. I know, for instance, I talk about the fact that things will change, and of course one of my character deficiencies, of which you know at least 72 of them, is impatience. Yep. And so if I'm impatient and my kids see me impatient, how do I expect them to be patient? So that's just proof of what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, Carl Jung talks about being able to live in the ambivalence of a moment, that oftentimes we feel that we're between a rock and a hard place and we have a choice to make, but oftentimes if we can breathe through it, give it some time, sleep on it, we see that other options appear to us later, when at the moment we're so constricted out of fear and doubt that we can't see it. And so that's one of the important things that we try to teach ourselves here at the Men's Center, is that you just got to live with it sometimes, and that other options will appear, things will change. And I think that's a valuable lesson if we can get our kids' attention long enough to teach that.
I couldn't agree with you more. Carl Jung, is he a radio show host?
Oh, yeah, he's a big time.
Is he my competition?
He's big. Did they have radio back then? I think he was more on Morse code, I think.
Ah, okay.
He was very big back then.
You know, one of the things that you have advised me, and the other men, for that matter, I know inherently, is don't take an action, especially a big action, without thinking about it, or at the very least, sleeping on it. And that's just an amplification of what you just said. It will look different tomorrow. I don't care what it is. It may look stronger. You may think that, okay, I have to divorce my spouse, and the next morning or the next week, you are convinced. Or the moment of anxiety over what caused that feeling will have diminished and changed, and you will feel foolish.
Yeah, look, there are so many instances where we just need to pause. How many times have you received an email and you responded in a certain way and you, like you just said, you push the red button. But if you go, if you don't send and you read it later, you oftentimes will read a completely different letter. And that just goes to show how unconscious we really are to our emotional reactions in a given moment.
Very smart. You know my boys. You know them well, and you've seen them privately and socially. I know that this patience issue for my older son is really difficult. And I, of course, share that concern myself as far as my own, you know, handling of things that are struggling. How would you advise a parent to teach their children that this too shall pass, or let it rest? What you were saying earlier about just let it percolate, in essence.
Well, I think that this dynamic between you and the kids is the same as between you and your spouse. You with anyone, if you're a leader, is that there's a knowingness. You have to possess a knowingness that everything's going to be fine, a knowingness that we will work this out. That energy, though words don't have to be put to it, that energy is what people around you feel. You know when you're in the presence of someone who can handle a situation and you calm down as a result of it. Now, kids, the angst that kids experience, it's big. You won't always get the reaction, but I think that over time that will sink in and that will become a part of who he is. But you have to have that knowingness.
That's very interesting. It's analogous to when a powerful person walks into a room. You know they're powerful and they haven't spoken a word.
That's right. So let me tell you about kids listening. And
which, of course, is what happens every time I enter a room.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Just quickly. So my son pierced his eyebrow a couple years ago. He's 19. And I actually went with him to the piercing place because he was intent on doing it. And I said, well, let me just go with you, make sure you go into a good place. So we did it. Didn't like it. I've told him many times he looks like an idiot with it. Whatever. I love him to death. So he's working at his job, and a regular who has not had too much conversation with him in the past, but they know each other, he turns to him and he says, listen, you're a good-looking kid, but you've got to get rid of that crap on your face. He said it. He was more blunt in how he said it. All of a sudden, my son came home and goes, oh, I've decided to get rid of my eyebrow piercing. Now, we've planted the seed. It took somebody else to sort of rock him a little bit. It took another perspective. But I think that if he hadn't heard it from us, if he didn't know that we felt that way too, that person's impact would have been much less. So I think our kids are listening. We have to be consistent and let them know how we feel about things.
I like that story. It's a great story. And it's also about letting your ego, putting your own ego aside, that it didn't matter that a stranger, in essence, got him to recognize what you've been telling him all along. You laid the foundation so that he was able to hear it.
No, I want to send him a thank you gift.
Yes, I agree. Well, my son is constantly talking to me about tattoos, so that's I'll be facing this sooner or later.
Hey, that's verboten in my house, but
well,
that's verboten, a whole other topic.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Wayne, we're as usual are out of time. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you and about your forthcoming retreat.
Yes, bettermen.org. We've got our annual men's retreat in Santa Barbara area, October 1 through 3. It's an initiation into manhood. You can find out all about that at the website and find out about how we're helping men individually and in groups at bettermen.org.
And I can speak to the fact that Wayne is making a big difference in a lot of our lives. Thank you, Wayne.
Gracias.
And I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. It's time for a break. Tweet me now if you want, at Bruce Allen. Talk to you later.
You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive. Chase all the clouds.